our next guest, Canadiens reporter for the Montreal Gazette, and he joins us on Sportsnet 650. How are you, Stu?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing okay. Take us through the moment where this felt inevitable to you, or is it recent? Like, if that goal gets counted last night, does Claude Julien have a job today?
Well, Marc Bergevin was asked that question, and his response was, if I beat the guy in the race, I would have won. I think this has been in the back of Marc Bergevin's mind for a while. I thought they were going to fire Claude Julien last Monday. It was the beginning of a six-day break in the schedule for the team. Excuse me, if you're going to make a change, that would seem like the perfect time to do it, which would have given the new guy a full week of practice to make any changes to the system or the power plays or the lines or whatever he wanted to do. So I sort of expected it might come last week. I figured it was just a matter of time. It seemed like Claude had sort of lost the room. I think there was just too many unhappy guys in the locker room, and it was just a matter of time. So now Dominic Ducharme gets sort of a tough situation. I mean, today was a travel day. They flew from Ottawa to Winnipeg. He's going to meet with the players tonight and then just a morning skate tomorrow and then right at it, not even one full practice for him. So it goes back to last season. You know, this is a team that had 2 8-game losing streaks. Should have missed the playoffs for the third straight year and the fourth time in 5 years. Caught a break because of the expanded postseason with COVID, knocked off the Penguins in the first round, and then lost to the Flyers in the first round. So that gave a sense of hope. Marc Bergevin made all his offseason moves there to raise that hope even higher. And then, of course, they went 7-1-2 to start the season, and then everything fell apart. But, you know, if you take out the Canucks games, the Canadiens are a below 500 team this year. And so I think Marc Bergevin was seeing some of the things that happened last year coming back, despite the new players he brought in. And I think it just got to a point he felt he couldn't wait any longer. He said he had a sleepless night last night in Ottawa, deciding what he was going to do. And then he decided this morning that he was going to make the decision. And he went and told Claude Julien and Kirk Muller they were both fired.
The guy who has a lot of job security, it seems, is Marc Bergevin. You know, make all these moves, make these firings, and now Claude Julien is gone. And we all, you know, have heard how tight that relationship is with the Molson family, Jeff Molson and Marc Bergevin. Is this, however, like his last big move here, that if this does not work out, that he's going to pay the price here? Or does he still have a lot of runway in Montreal?
Well, that's basically the column I wrote today that's up on our website, is that, you know, if this doesn't work out, the finger has to be pointed directly at Marc Bergevin. I mean, right now, Jeff Molson is eating the rest of this season and next season's contract for Claude Julien. He was making $5 million a year, and Marc Bergevin has one more year left on his contract also. So I think, you know, if this doesn't work out, you have to think that that's the end of Marc Bergevin. But having said that, it seems like he has 9 lives with Jeff Molson, and I think he's only maybe used up 7. So he might still have one more with the moves he made this offseason. But it's sort of hard to understand at times. Again, as I mentioned, this is a team that should have missed the playoffs for the third straight year last year. I don't know how many GMs in any market could survive that, never mind, you know, Montreal market with 24 Stanley Cups and the long history of this team of success. But Marc Bergevin has been able to stick around. And yeah, I do think this is his last chance. When he hired Dominic Ducharme 3 years ago, I wrote a column about how he was the head coach in waiting. It was just a matter of time. Today ended up being that time. The Canadiens, Jeff Molson made it very clear, the Canadiens must have a bilingual coach. And 3 years ago, I think Marc Bergevin thought Dominic Ducharme was the best bilingual coach available. He had just won a gold medal with Team Canada at the World Juniors. So we hired him, brought him in here as an assistant. And as we all know, every coach is hired to be fired. And Bergevin had his man in place when that day came, and that day was today.
Now, Stu Cowan joins us here on the show, Montreal Gazette. It's interesting you say, hey, you take out the Canucks games, because from our angle, I mean, we do that too, because those games were so one-sided, and I remember coming out of those games thinking, hey, maybe I slept on Montreal. They look they look like they have it all together. And like you said, against everybody else, it's been a bit of a struggle. On paper, it looks good.
Including the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, well, they've lost to the Ottawa Senators. Marc Bergevin, on paper, I the moves look pretty good. I mean, Josh Anderson's working out, all that. So what is the, in your mind, what is the issue here? What's the biggest underlying issue with this group? Why aren't they happy?
Well, one of the big issues is Carey Price needs to be better. I mean, he's been horrible this season. He's made, last night was a perfect example. He makes three or four amazing saves, and then he lets in three or four softies and sort of takes the wind out of their sails. He needs to be better. I mean, Jake Allen has been by far the better goalie this season. Claude Julien continued to rotate them. I mean, they're paying Carey Price $10.5 million a year. It's sort of hard, I guess, to park him on the bench for an extended period. But in a short season, at some point, if he keeps playing the way he is, they're going to have to do that. And then I think, you know, being a coach, you know, part of the job is making a lot of tough decisions, and Claude has had to make some tough decisions this year. And I think there's just a lot of guys, those decisions result in a lot of unhappy guys. You know, Thomas Tatar, the leading scorer last year, was made a healthy scratch and then benched for the third period in the overtime of the loss in Ottawa on Sunday. Paul Byron, their assistant captain and their NHLPA rep, put on waivers and then put on the taxi squad after being made a healthy scratch. Arturi Lehkonen, another veteran, a healthy scratch the last two games. I think these things just sort of kept adding up. Victor Mete's agent coming out and publicly saying that Mete wanted to be traded. Carey Price not responding well to Jake Allen challenging him for the number one job, which brings back memories going back to Yaroslav Halak when he won the number one job away from Price and led the Canadiens to the Eastern Conference Final, and then was it traded so they could basically hand the number one job to Carey Price. I think all these things and all these players unhappy, I think it just got to the point where it was showing on the ice. Mark Bergevin realized he had to do something. Nick Suzuki, the Canadiens' young promising center, after the game Sunday in Ottawa, said, "No, we're all playing up in our heads, and we're playing not to lose instead of playing to win," which is a bad sign coming from a young guy who's going to be one of the stars of the future for this team. So, as I said, I mean, I think Mark Bergevin would have been better to make the move last week to give Dominic Ducharme mm-hmm. some time to put things in place. But when asked about it today, Bergevin said, being 98% certain about something isn't good enough for him. He wanted to make sure he was 100% certain. And during his restless late night last night when he couldn't get to sleep, I guess he was 100% certain that it was time to make the change.
What do you make of Claude Julien's abilities as a head coach in today's NHL and being able to get the most out of young players? Because, Stu, I've always been a fan of Julien. I think he's one of the premier coaches in the NHL. But sometimes, you know, guys do have a certain shelf life on teams and stuff like that. And he had a long runway in Boston. But obviously, at one point, they felt like, you know, he kind of lost room to some degree. And that may happen to all coaches at some point. But what do you make of Claude Julien for today's NHL? And, you know, how quickly do you think he gets scooped up?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a good coach. He's been around 18 years, won a Stanley Cup. He's also just a really good human being. Claude Julien is a good man. People can debate if they don't think he's a good coach, but he's a good man. You won't hear people say a bad word about him. Bergevin made an interesting point today saying that, Ducharme and Julien both came up the same route through juniors, although for Claude it was 20 years ago, and young players have changed, obviously, over that time. So maybe there's a little bit of a disconnect there that I think Bergevin is hoping be tighter now with Ducharme. Julien did a fantastic job bringing Nick Suzuki along last season. The year before, it was Kotkaniemi. This year, it's been Alexander Romanov. I think he's very good at protecting his young players, whether it be line matchups, ice time. Nick Suzuki started last year as a fourth-line winger and ended up as the first-line center in the postseason. So, that's just a sign that, Claude Julien can develop these young guys. But as you said, the message... Mark Bergevin said today, sometimes the same message coming from a different voice can work. I think the players had, the message just wasn't getting through to the players anymore from Claude. Mm-hmm. And that happens to every single coach. I mean, every coach in any sport is hired to one day be fired. And the message just wasn't getting through anymore. And Mark Bergevin realized that. And as I mentioned, he only has one more year on his contract. I mean, he must be worrying a little bit about his job now, or at least he should be. And in a short season, this was the time he felt to make the change.
Is Mark Bergevin not afraid to make the big move or pull the big surprising deal? Is that off the table between now and the trade deadline, or could we see Bergevin pull another big one?
He was asked about that today, and he said he doesn't have anything planned. I mean, they're right up against the cap, which is right from the day one of the season. They've only been carrying 21 players, and they've been shuffling guys back and forth to the taxi squad. That's one of the reasons Paul Byron was put on waivers and on the taxi squad to get some salary cap relief. So there's not much wiggle room there for him. if he was to make a deal, it would have to be, money going out to bring new money in. So more or less, Bergeron has said many times in the past that he builds his team during the offseason and hope for the best. And I think he's built his team. He brought in a lot of new players, Jake Allen, Joel Edmondson, Toffoli, Josh Anderson. He made a lot of changes in the offseason, and it looked good at the beginning of the year. And again, a lot of people, those games against the Canucks, they were high-flying. They were, winning. They were scoring a ton of goals. And maybe the Canadians started to believe themselves that they were better than they really are. And then they ran into some other teams, and they played the Senators four times and lost to them three, and the Senators are the worst team in the league. So there were lots of signs for concern. And again, in a short season, Mark Bergevin, remembering what happened last year with his team with those 2 8-game losing streaks and should have missed the playoffs, he just figured that he had to do something.
Hey, Stu, we appreciate it on a busy day. Thanks for your time today. Take care.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Have a good night.
Stu Cowan from the Montreal Gazette.